Okay, what do you say? Whilst we are all enjoying the culinary treats, first I want to go and thank all the sponsors. We already have Barry is Baruch Hashem a sponsor as usual. Reb Shaul Lubetzky is a sponsor as usual. And I also got from Dr. Kohlfarb, who's not even here. And I know that everybody else is going to give, so yesh koyach to one and all. Before we focus on the very end of the Masechta, I'll just tell you a bit of a Dvar Halotza, which you can say a little bit of a joke. This is a true story. And this involves Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Kuf Yud Dalet. There you remember we had a sugya dealing with cotton oichel nevelis, where the bezim mitzumel afrisha, you ain't bezim mitzumel afrisha. How did the Gemara start off the sugya? The sugya was that Rav Yitzchak Bar Pisna, who apparently was the treasurer, the gabbai, the shamus of the shul, irchusalei miftachi, the bei midrash b'shus rabin. He lost his maftechois, his keys to the shul, to Bismedish, b'shus rabin, and it was Shabbos. And he wanted to know, b'shabbat. The question is, how am I going to find it? How am I going to retrieve it? What's going to be? Also, the commander of Pedos, he asked Pedos, give me an etza. Amalei, I have an excellent idea. Zil de bar tali v'taliya v'litailu hasam. Go and bring a bunch of boys and girls. Let them go and stand around, play over there. The mishkechi lehu, if they're going to find the keys, ma'isil hu, they're going to go and bring the keys and give it to you, and you'll have your keys. Sounds like a great answer. Says Yimal, because sober, you're allowed to have children go and violate the Shabbos and bring the keys. That was the Gemara's right. So the story is told that this Gemara was being taught and the Satmaruv was present. Perhaps he was giving the shir. And someone said to Satmaruv, can you imagine? The Gemara says we should go and bring boys and girls together to go and bring find the keys. It's like tarivis. It's like, how are you allowed to do that? Even though we're talking about small children. But how are you allowed to do that? Satmaruv says, no, you don't understand. They dafka said bring the boys and the girls. Because if you're only going to have boys, or you're only going to have girls, and you're going to tell them, please try to find the keys, do you think they're going to listen to you? They're just going to go and play that keys, shmees. They're not interested. If you're going to bring boys and girls together, as soon as the boys see the girls, they're immediately going to have to look down to the ground. Because they're now going to look at the girls. As soon as they look down, they're going to find the keys. That's the best. That's dafka the reason why they had both of them. So then the boys wouldn't look at them, they wouldn't look at them, and everybody looked down to the ground, and everybody's going to go and find the keys. That's right. It's a famous story. Anyway, getting now to the end of the Masechta, we pointed out at the end of the Masechta that the Gemara ends off Amr Blu Zamra B'chanina Tamid Echam Mar Ben Sholom B'Oilam Shenemar B'chol B'naich Limudi Hashem Rav Shlo B'noich. Stop. Then it says on the side of the B'noich Ela B'noich Kein Isa B'brachas. So now the Masho at the back of the Masechta points out that it's interesting that we find this ending of a Masechta four times in Shas. And the Marsha says, I'll tell you which four. You don't even have to look it up. And in fact, you don't even have to look at Marsha because you have the benefit on the Masoidus Hashas that tells you on the side which four. It's in Brachis, it's in Nazir, it's here in Yevamis, and it's here in Krisus. And the Marsha tries to give a reason why pink these four Masechtas. And Barry's going to tell you, how is it easy to remember that it's Davka, these four Masechtas? Because the word Benayach is Rosh HaTevis, Brochois,